Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Massive century from Ian Bell, a belligerent half century from Joss Butler, and a wicket from James Anderson put England in prime position on day two of the third test against India at the Aegeus Bowl in Southampton. Bell struck 167 in 256 balls, and Butler marked his maiden test innings with 85 in 83 deliveries, before England declared on 569 for 7. Anderson then had Shikhar Dhawan caught by Alastair Cook to make it comprehensively England's day, after Gary Balanced earlier advanced from his overnight 104 to make 156. India, who lead the five-match series 1-0, closed on 25 for 1. They still trail by 544 runs. South Africa held on with 8 wickets down to draw the second and final test against Sri Lanka in Colombo, with it sealing a 1-0 series win and returning to the top of the ICC test rankings. The final day was interrupted by rain, but South Africa's defiance and defence won out in the end, despite spinners Rangana Herath and Dilawan Pereira bowling 89 overs in the second innings between them. Herath returned 5 for 40 and Pereira 3 for 60, but they were stonewalled by Hashim Amla, Abe de Villiers and JP Duminy, before Werner Philander, unbeaten on 27 and Imran Tahir not out on 4, survived for 8 overs and 1 ball after Dale Steyn fell for 6. Having been set 369 to win and needing a further 331 on the final day, South Africa closed on 159 for 8 as Philander, Steyn and Tahir batted for more than 17 overs to frustrate Sri Lanka. After winning the opening test in Gaul by 153 runs, the draw gives South Africa a first series win in Sri Lanka since 1993. They also overtake Australia to go back to the top of the test rankings, providing Amla with a perfect start to his career as test captain. The St Lucia Zouks' miserable Caribbean Premier League 2014 campaign continued as the Trinidad and Tobago Red Steel handed them a crushing 9-wicket defeat last night. While Darren Sammy's side have now lost all 4 of their matches so far and remain at the foot of the table, this comprehensive victory puts the Red Steel 2 points clear of the Guyana Amazon Warriors at the top.